Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
It's Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jerry with a G from the Wayback Machine. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dave Cosgrave is our guest, our new friend. Not for long, though. We got a lot more to learn from him. Director of Marketing Insights and Analytics at FreshBooks, freshbooks.com. I encourage you to check out what they offer and see if they can't help you. Dave, thanks again for being here. In the previous segment, we established some of the horror stories, some of the dysfunction that we see across the marketplace among small business owners who are not professional. They're unprofessional in their invoicing process. They wouldn't think of being unprofessional in delivering their work. They wouldn't think of being unprofessional in any other way. But if you're not delivering their invoices in a timely way to your customers, that's a level of unprofessionalism. And frankly, the irony, Dave, is people are reticent to deliver an invoice because they don't want to ask for the money. And yet, if they don't ask for the money, the customers think they're unprofessional. What do you think?
That is an interesting paradox, if I can call it that.
Yeah.
But, you know, so let's say you are of the responsible sort as a small business owner, and you do send your invoices on time. And even though they're pretty standard business artifacts, they have dates, descriptions, terms, et cetera, not all are created equal, and not all clients will pay invoices with the same haste. So as I indicated earlier, we ran a pretty interesting piece of analysis. We looked at 10,000 or more invoices to try to understand what aspects of preparing that invoice will actually get you paid faster. We learned some interesting things.
What was one of the main takeaways you got from that?
Well, let me start with the most surprising, which was if you send your invoice at the end of the month, so on the 30th or the 31st of the month, it takes 20% longer to get paid.
Wow.
Kind of counterintuitive. I think a lot of people think that their clients mm-hmm. expect their invoices to come in at the end of the day or the end of the month. Interesting. Why? I'm not 100% certain, but a lot of our customers are actually small business owners who may be doing their own invoicing and may be overwhelmed with email or mail at the end of the month. So if you can avoid the end of the month, that seems to impact mm-hmm. the speed at which you get your money.
Is there a better time? What did your research show is the best time to invoice?
I don't have that at my fingertips. It's just that the 30th or the 31st are not the best. So one would think a little prior to that or a little bit after would lead to a better outcome.
Well, it might have to do with the fact that people have already, budgeted for that month, and if you you're going to have to get in line for the next month, whereas if you
that could be.
Yeah. So, what is FreshBooks? In terms of the offerings that you guys have that would help people automate this process, how do you guys work with people?
Sure. So, in addition to straight up invoicing, we have a highly integrated time tracking function. So, if you're the kind of company that either bills a client directly for their time, or the kind of company that needs to manage projects to keep them on time and on budget. So you need to know where people are putting their efforts. That's one tool that exists. The other is a very robust system for logging, categorizing, and rebilling expenses. On the invoice side, once you create an invoice, you can automate reminders to pay that. You can automatically.
That's very helpful. See, that's another thing. There are people who you and I both know, small businesses who will bill their customers on time, but if they don't pay them, mm-hmm. they won't go back and punch them up a little bit. They won't say, "Hey, I'm sure you just forgot about me." They won't do that. And you're talking about automating a punch up, and it takes that off their hands. It takes it out of their mind, right?
Exactly right. If you're fortunate enough to have the kind of client who has you on retainer, or you know, they pay you a regular amount on a regular basis, then you can automate the entire thing. You can take your hands off the wheel and have our tool send the invoice at the time and sort amount of your choosing, and then, you know, there's absolutely no reason to not get paid.
Right. Folks, you need to find a way to automate this if you're not good at this. If this is a problem for you, if you're not, you know, the thing about it, Dave, there are plenty of businesses that go out of business, not because they didn't have good products or have good customers. They went out of business because they ran out of cash, and they ran out of cash because they didn't get their customers to pay them. It happens all the time.
Exactly right. And we were talking a little on the break about the other end of the cash flow spectrum, which is to at least have a year's worth of plan in place. You know where your customers are going to come from, to know that you've got enough proposals out there, you know, to cover your expenses and earn you.
Do you guys help with that? Do you guys help with spreadsheets like that?
We do. So within our
that'd be worth the money right there, folks. If you don't have that,
yeah.
Do you help them? Also with their P&Ls. That's part of your package too, isn't it? The P&L.
Yeah, our package has a very robust suite of.
Folks, you need to work on that. You need to talk to these folks. If you don't have that at your fingertips, if that's not part of your apparatus, your operating, you need to have that, because this will turn you from a shade tree small business owner to a professional and a successful one that can sustain their business. Hey, Dave, it's FreshBooks.com, right?
That's it.
Will you come back another day? You got more to teach us.
I would love to. I have way more I'd love to talk to you about.
Dave Cosgrave with FreshBooks. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.